USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Conservative Political Action Conference, or CPAC, is an annual political conference attended by conservative activists and elected officials from across the United States and beyond. CPAC is hosted by the American Conservative Union. It gets underway today in Orlando, Florida. President Trump will headline the event with a Sunday afternoon keynote address, his first speech since leaving office last month. William Burns, the nominee for the Central Intelligence Agency director, testified at his confirmation hearing in the Russell Senate Office Building on Capitol Hill Wednesday. Burns faced questions about his tenure at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace, which had a relationship with one of the Chinese government front groups. Folk singer Peter Yarrow has been accused in a new lawsuit of raping an underage girl in Manhattan in 1969. The accusations were lodged against Yarrow, the founding member of the legendary act Peter, Paul, and Mary. We are USA Radio News.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance, but you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You can save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose, too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A top Republican House member criticized an attempt by House Democrats to pressure television carriers to deplatform conservative news channels. Ranking member Kathy McMorris Rogers, Republican from Washington, expressed her concerns regarding letters sent by Democrats to 12 cable, satellite, and streaming companies. The letter accused the companies of not taking steps to combat the spread of what the Democrats said was misinformation. Rogers said, "We should all be troubled today on what appears to be an attack on our First Amendment by elected officials." End quote. One American News president, Charles Herring, told the Epoch Times that when government officials want to silence media, especially media that opposes their false narratives, it's nothing short of an attack on our democracy and freedom of press. End quote. The Ad Council launched a campaign on Thursday designed to combat hesitancy about the safety of the coronavirus vaccine. Messages across U.S. television, radio, websites, and social media, with a particular focus on reaching Black and Hispanic Americans who have been hit hard by the pandemic. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
West Virginia seems to be the role model for the vaccination rollout. Ohio USA Radio News Bureau's Dan Naraki has more.
West Virginia remains among the leaders in the nation at getting COVID vaccines into the arms of its residents. Nearly 10% of the state's population have received both shots of the vaccine, with nearly all the doses West Virginia has received being administered. Governor Jim Justice says his state's vaccination plan has been simple. He tells Fox News they quickly mobilized as many resources as they could to administer shots.
Our model's real simple. It's just this. It's really, when it really boils right down to it, we got our local pharmacies, all of our local clinics, our National Guard stepped up, and we took off. And we took off with the people that we knew were going to die, and that was our elderly. And we absolutely got ourselves back in school because we vaccinated all of our teachers and service personnel right off the get-go from 50 and up. And absolutely, you know, like I said over and over and over, there's a lot of good things going on right now in West Virginia.
The CDC says since vaccine distribution began in the United States on December 14th, more than 65 million doses have been administered, reaching 13.4% of the total U.S. population. The U.S. is currently administering over 1.4 million shots a day. It's a NASCAR weekend in Miami, Florida. Saturday, the Xfinity Contender Boats 250 starts at 4:30 p.m. Eastern. And on Sunday, it's the Dixie Vodka 400, 3:30 p.m. Eastern on Fox and Motor Racing Network. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.